You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WBZH Daily News Roundup for the Buzz of the North, 910 AM in Hayward.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Governor Tony Evers has released a letter sent to the U.S. Small Business Administration requesting that Douglas County be eligible for designation as a historically underutilized business zone. According to a press release, the designation as a hub zone would allow local businesses to compete for more federal contracts, offering more opportunities for employment and economic growth. Governor Evers argues that anticipated economic disruptions caused by the upcoming Blatnik Bridge reconstruction project should make the county eligible for the designation. A Shell Lake man is facing multiple felony charges, including maintaining a drug trafficking place following a massive bust conducted by the Washburn County Sheriff's Office and DEA in April. According to court documents, law enforcement authorities executed a search warrant at the Ridgeway Drive home of 59-year-old Patrick Powers after receiving information from the Polk County Sheriff's Office. Authorities say the bust led to the recovery of 32 firearms, over 200 grams of methamphetamine, and over $5,000 in cash. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is advising western and central Wisconsin residents that they'll be placing thousands of traps for spongy moths over the next few weeks. The agency is planning to place roughly 8,000 traps across the region in an effort to prevent the invasive species from continuing to spread. Officials say most of the traps will be placed in public areas, but some of them will need to be placed on private property, where DATCP officials suspect new infestations are growing. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services has started a statewide campaign meant to highlight the work of local aging and disability resource centers. The agency is hoping to increase awareness of and improve access to the centers with online resources and a toll-free phone service aimed at connecting residents with their local center. The aging and disability resource centers provide critical support for older and disabled residents, including health and social services, financial assistance programs, transportation services, and meal programs. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is encouraging residents to take an ATV and UTV safety course as trails begin to open around the state. According to a press release, there were 40 fatal ATV-UTV crashes in the state last year, most of which involved improper safety practices like failing to wear a helmet. Residents who were born in 1976 or later are already required to complete an agency-approved safety course, but older residents are also encouraged to take one of the courses to keep up with the current best safety practices. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is currently accepting applications for specialty crop block grants. According to a press release, the agency will accept applications for the grant program until June 9th. Eligible projects include things like research, education, or market development efforts aimed at enhancing the competitiveness of specialty crop industries. Organizations proposing eligible projects could receive grant funding through the program, ranging from $10,000 to $100,000. The Spooner City Council has approved the conditional use permit needed for a new solar energy production project. One Energy Renewables is developing the project, dubbed Spooner Solar, on 11 acres of land near the intersection of Highway 53 and County Highway H. Officials expect the solar farm to produce 2.25 megawatts of energy and will serve Barron Electric Cooperative customers in the area. The permit was approved unanimously despite questions from council members over whether a solar farm was the best use of the property. A Clayton man has been charged in Barron County Circuit Court after allegedly leading authorities on a high-speed chase in October that ended in a crash. According to court documents, 29-year-old Jonathan Bowerfield was officially charged with five felonies on Tuesday, including attempting to flee an officer, possession of methamphetamine, and possession with intent to deliver psilocybin. Authorities say the chase reached speeds of around 100 miles per hour and ended when the vehicle crashed in a ditch and Bowerfield escaped on foot in the woods. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers is sharing a letter sent to the Trump administration urging them not to delay or obstruct federal funding for internet infrastructure projects. The letter warns the administration that disruptions to federal funding for broadband investments will prevent Wisconsin from getting more people connected to affordable and high-speed internet. The letter also notes that state funding for internet infrastructure expansion was cut by state Republicans in the last biennial budget process, who argued federal funding would cover those efforts. Milwaukee County Circuit Court Judge Hannah Dugan has entered a not guilty plea as she faces federal charges of obstruction and concealing an individual to prevent arrest. Judge Dugan was arrested last month after being accused of helping an undocumented immigrant evade arrest by federal authorities in her courtroom. She's facing up to 6 years in prison on the charges. Her attorneys filed a motion to dismiss the case on Wednesday, arguing that she was acting in her official capacity as a judge and is therefore immune to prosecution. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers are back home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers back from their road trip host the Minnesota Twins tonight in Milwaukee. Chad Patrick on the mound for the crew against the Twins, Joe Ryan. The Brewers coming off that much-needed 9-5 win Wednesday in Cleveland. Better defense, better pitching, and driving in runners in scoring position. Christian Yelich.
You know, that's what we got to do if we want to be a good team. I think it's shown up at times this year. It just hasn't shown up consistently or as consistently as we would have liked. But, you know, you just got to keep striving to get there and have it all click.
NFL Packers offseason practices continue in Green Bay without defensive back Jair Alexander. His position coach, Derek Ansley, asked, does he still keep in contact with Jair?
Every day. Every day we have, you know, contact every morning. I send him a positive quote. Sometimes it's a scripture. Sometimes it's just something that, you know, somebody sends me and I forward it to him. But, yeah, we have contact every morning.
That's Packers secondary coach Derek Ansley. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. First it was HBO, then it was HBO Max. Then it was just Max, and now it's going back to HBO Max. Parent company Warner Brothers Discovery has decided that HBO is a respected brand that they should put back to help drive subscribers. Yes, by all means, lose the most respected part of the streaming title, the part that brought you Game of Thrones, True Detective, and White Lotus, and Last Week Tonight. Not sure they really lose anything if they drop Max. Snoop Dogg, or Snoop-a-loop to Will Ferrell, is putting out new material inspired by the backlash of his performance at the inauguration of the president. The rapper said he lost 500,000 Instagram followers and took a lot of heat for his decision, but said he appeared not to endorse the president, but from a deal he made with a business partner in order to bring resources to the hood. The music mogul said he does not represent the Republican Party. He does not represent the Democratic Party. He represents the gangster party. I guess it was a perfect fit then. Sorry, couldn't resist. The new season of Emily in Paris is getting a star power injection. Minnie Driver has agreed to join the show for the upcoming season, its fifth. Driver's credits include Gross Point Blank and Good Will Hunting, for which she was Oscar nominated. Driver joins Lily Collins, who plays the title character. Production is currently underway in Rome for the popular Netflix show. There is no release info yet on the dropping of season 5. Actress Scarlett Johansson is planning retaliation, and it has nothing to do with her Marvel character. Johansson was the victim of a joke on Saturday Night Live Weekend Update last year, thanks to her husband, Colin Jost's co-anchor, Michael Chi. Chi made a joke about Johansson's private parts, which shocked her as cameras caught her reaction backstage. Johansson told Vanity Fair that she was expecting a joke involving that region of the body, but was still blown away and said the joke was old school gross. Sleep with one eye open, Michael Chi. There is nothing like some good movie buzz. Even though Mission Impossible: The Final Reckoning won't be released here in the States until May 23rd, it's created quite a buzz after premiering at the Cannes Film Festival. The premiere was accompanied by a 40-piece orchestra that welcomed the audience and sounds like it was an amazing evening. Variety reports Tom Cruise received a 5-minute standing ovation from the crowd after once again pulling off his own death-defying stunts in the film despite being the tender age of 62. He addressed the crowd, thanked the crew, and said goodbye to the franchise in front of the enthusiastic crowd. Tom Cruise, ladies and gentlemen, from teen heartthrob to a bit of an outcast to now quite possibly the greatest movie star ever and a pretty darn good actor as well. Can't wait to see this film. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly cloudy, scattered showers today, and very windy. Our high in the low 60s this afternoon. The wind will be southwest, gusting to 30 or 35. Showers tonight, low dropping into the low to mid 40s tomorrow. Cloudy, a few showers with a high near 60. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
That's your WBZH Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at buzzofthenorth.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.